Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work.
In the SMFA context, what exactly does ninja mean? This is a question that came to me from Sean Frost on Twitter. Sean, okay, your timing is great with this question because it lines up beautifully with what I covered this week at Actors Access. This was a topic on generating content to repurpose. My first instinct when I saw your question at Twitter was to fire back a quick answer. My second instinct was to Google it, see if I had done a longer answer already, and could share a link with you so you could get more than the quick answer I was only going to have time to fire back right then. And then it hit me. I haven't shared a truly comprehensive answer on this, at least not in writing or in my podcast. It is something I've covered in various interviews I've done over the years out there elsewhere. But hey, what a great use of the Your Turn space in my Actors Access column to do this that I can link back to the next time I'm asked this question. In fact, I could even record the reading of this column as a podcast episode, maybe even these exact words right here, and point folks to that too. Ooh, I could even do a Periscope broadcast of the behind the scenes while recording that podcast episode and then put that up at my YouTube channel, and now we're really walking the walk of content generating machine. Love that. Okay, so done. Now, let's get to your actual question. What is the meaning of ninja in a self-management for actors world? How did that word even enter the SMFA Boniverse? Well, it was in class. Back in 2009, we were gathering weekly upstairs at the Attic Theater, in casting studio 8 of 310 Casting, and in the back room of Edit Plus. Self-management for actors class was then called Class Rules because someone wanted a name for the class, and the only thing we had ever printed up was a list of class rules back in November 2008 when we first decided to take the pre-showcase training we did as a part of the Cricket Feet Showcase and offer it up as its own curriculum, at the urging of some of those who had done the Cricket Beat Showcase and wanted to keep the training going, but not necessarily do the showcase again, since they had already landed their dream agent. I had asked the showcase alumni participating in this ongoing class to never really talk about it. Let's keep it like Fight Club, I said. But people do talk, and through referral only, we grew and grew and grew until self-management for actors became what it is today. Fully fleshed out curriculum offered worldwide with even college courses based on its principles, all the while with us turning away people on the wait list for the class back then. As you know, being a student of SMFA yourself, its principles are the guy behind the curtain in scope for the most part. It's not about anything people see happening as much as what they may or may not realize has been happening all along after they've already become fans of your work. Now, when we were in the circle of class talking through the targeting process, one of the actors stopped scribbling copious notes and said, "Man, this shit is ninja." And that's that. The word just stuck. When we would start class with a round of good news, invariably someone would share a great story of how he used the SMFA principles to lurk, then lead. Another would share about how she used self-management for actors to book the room. Another would talk about laying the groundwork for healthy career longevity rather than being results-oriented. And as everyone clapped to celebrate each share, someone would invariably say, "Ninja move, man," or "That's ninja," or "Way to ninja that shit, y'all." Because when done right, the guy behind the curtain stuff isn't seen. It's behind the curtain. It's making a difference without being credited for having done so. Whenever I see someone listing self-management for actors as a course in the training section of an acting resume, I suggest they not do that. I mean, yeah, tell people you found my work of value, refer others my way, thank me when you hold up something golden shiny, of course. But there is zero need to tell the buyers that you got ninja training. It doesn't matter. Fellow ninjas know when they see one another. It's as if there's a plume of smoke and the ninja appears. There's been a lot of study, a lot of respect for the big picture, a lot of understanding what's happening and why and where the actor fits in it all. There's patience. There's no neediness. There's just readiness. And fellow ninjas see that, there you are, quality in one another. That, in a nutshell, is why the students of SMFA adopted Ninja and why I said, okay, cool, in response. When the self-management for actors moves are being utilized on brand and with confidence, buyers consistently say, you are what I've been looking for. You solve this casting problem I'm having. Thank you. Where have you been my whole life? Thank you for being here now. It's like they needed a ninja. Plume of smoke, ninja appears. Awesome.
All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.